Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachos Yud Gimel, Menachos 13a, pagination is 25. By way of introduction, to explain the words kometz and the word lavona, and our focus is going to be their relationship, I'd like to start in the Rambam, Maisei Korbanos Yud Gimel Yud Beis, where the Rambam describes quite simply that when you have the mincha, the flower offering, nosen hakometz likli shores, when you take this fistful, you place it into a sanctified vessel, umekatsho bikli shores, and it becomes sanctified there. And then umalakitis kol levonta, you take off all of the levona that has been placed on the flower, v'nosna al hakometz shebikli, and you place it in that same vessel that the kometz is, u'ma'aleil al ha'mizbeach u'molcho, you bring it up on the mizbeach, meaning walking it up and salting it, v'nosna al gabei ha'ishim mikli shores, and then directly from the sanctified vessel, you place it on the fire. So there are two parts to this offering that are going to be placed on the Mizbeach fire. One is the kometz. That's the part of the flower that's been taken by the Kohen in his fist. And the other is the lavona that's also placed on the flower. It's separate from the kometz. We discussed this. You make sure that the kometz doesn't have some lavona in it because that would be problematic. But the lavona separately is also placed in the vessel with the kometz. Lavona and kometz, both of them are going to be matir the mincha. They're going to make it work. They're going to make the flour edible to the kohanim. What is their relationship, being that we have two things that are being matir? So the first step to consider is the question of mefalgin b'chatzi matir or not. If there was pigul, there was an intent for just one kezayis, for example, but it wasn't the entire matir, it wasn't the entire thing that's going to be put on the mizbeach, is that enough to make pigul? And we paskin mefalgin b'chatzi matir. You could do pigul in less than the whole. We discussed this previously, the shear of a kezayis. If there's the kezayis amount included in his intent, that would be enough to do pigul, even if it isn't the entire amount. There is a second question, which is the topic of our Mishnah. Even if you are mefalgin b'chatzi matir, part of the matir is already enough to cause pigul. If he has intent to consume it out of its proper time, or to do it out of its proper time. And this question is, what's the relationship between the kometz and the lavona? If I have in mind at the time that the kometz is being taken to burn it at the wrong time, that's pigul. But if as I'm taking the kometz, I have in mind that the lavona will be burnt at the wrong time, that's the expression matir mefagil matir. If one part of the heter, the part that's going to be brought on the mizbeach and therefore allow the carbon to work, can one part of the matir impact with pigul another part of the matir? And because they're two different parts, so it's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, and that's the topic of our Mishnah. Coming up, further on, at the end of the perek, there's going to be a different question, which the Chachamim will agree is a problem, and that's the haktara, the burning of the kometz, having in mind that the lavona is going to be burnt at the wrong time. That's a question of Ein haktara mefagel haktara. If the burning of one can be mefagel the other, and in that case they hold that it can't. Which is the way the Rambam paskins, like the Chachamim, in Psulei Hamikdashim Tezayin Ches, where the Rambam writes, Chishe b'shas haktoras hakomet shayakter halavona lemachar. If it's at the time of the burning of the komets that he has in mind that the levona will be burnt tomorrow, ein apigol, that's not pigol, she'ein haktora mefaleges haktora, because the one burning doesn't cause pigol on the other burning. And I'll mention that we're not focused right now in our session on the reasoning as much as getting the cases. Again, the first case is chatzi matir. You have more than a kezayis of matir, let's say komets, and you only had in mind that one kezayis is going to be messed up. So one kezayis is enough, even if it's not the entirety. A second question. Fine. Any kezayis would be enough to cause pigul, but can I jump from one matir, namely the komets, to the lavona, a different matir? And that's a discussion. And then the same type of question, but by actual burning. In the case of haktara, can a haktara of one be mefagel regarding the haktara of the other? Let's see the Mishnah. Midway on the page. Hakometz es amincha, a person is doing kmitza on the mincha, le'echol shireha, to eat its leftovers, meaning the part that's meant to be eaten, the flour, at the wrong time, o lahakter komtza lemachar, or to burn it itself, the kometz, at the wrong time. Moda Rabbi Yossi bazeshu pigul. Rabbi Yossi agrees that that's pigul, even though it's not the entire matir. Rabbi Yossi says that is pigul, v'chayavin alav kares, and it has the severe punishment associated with it, as the Gemara explains on the last line of this page. Mahu detema, I would have thought that Rabbi Yossi is arguing because ein mefalglin b'chatzi matir, that part of the matter doesn't cause pigul. Kamash Malon, we're coming to teach you in this statement of the Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi fundamentally agrees that part of the matter could cause pigul. It's just that he holds that you can't jump from the komets to the lavona in your intent and cause pigul. Continuing in the Mishnah, second line at the end of the line, Lahakte levonta lamachar. If at the time that you're being komets the mincha, you're taking the kmitza, your intent is to burn the lavona tomorrow, so that's jumping from komets to lavona. Rabbi Yossi ama pasu ve'im bokares. Rabbi Yossi says that doesn't qualify for pigul. You messed up the mincha, but it's not called pigul. It doesn't have the high level punishment. V'chachamim amram pigul v'chayavim alav kares. And the chachamim say that is pigul. Firstly, it's only the chatzi matir, that's not a problem. And secondly, jumping from komets to the lavona, that's not a problem either. As I mentioned, at the end of our perek, Yudzayin Amar Aleph, there'll be a different discussion of haktara mifageles haktara. And indeed, in that case, we say, ein haktara mifageles haktara. At the time of the burning of the komets, if he had in mind to burn the lavona at the wrong time, in that case, we would agree that such pigul is not effective. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.